Welcome to back to the Monday Night Wars. As always, I'm one of the original horsemen. You know Cavalier is actually a horseman name, Billy?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I looked it up. I said, what the hell does this name mean? It says fucking horseman.
I thought it meant like relentless.
Well, the actual, like, if you look up Cavalier attitude or something, it means that you, like, don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Which is pretty perfect for me as well. You're like, oh, that cavalier attitude. And I see this all the time. Like, I would see it on wrestling. Someone says, you're so cavalier. And I start fucking giggling. And then there's a new TV show coming out this year called Whiskey Cavalier. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? So
we used to have a car called a Vauxhall Cavalier.
Yeah, there was a Chevy Cavalier was over here too. But anyway, I'm Cav Manning. I changed my name. And this is Mr. Billy Body.
I didn't change my name.
You're still the same old guy. We're going to get into the day after NWO sold out, as well as the WWF. They're on their way to a pay-per-view, which will be shortly named, and it will happen in this show, actually. So let's start with Raw. And right off the bat, last week that they started naming the pay-per-view. Pardon me. It was when Brett quit, and Gorilla came out there. Just to recap for everyone, Gorilla came out and told everybody, you know, this isn't going to be, even because Austin cheated and threw out everybody when he wasn't legal, all that kind of stuff. So we've gotten through that. Now, we get Ahmed Johnson versus Crush.
You know, if Gorilla Monsoon was in charge of the NFL.
You know what? I knew it was going there when I said he cheated and... Because, you know, this week is Super Bowl right now. We're, actually, Super Bowl was yesterday. Real Royal Rumble was yesterday. Look how we have to dance around because of when we record this. Super Bowl is actually next week. Next weekend.
It's in 6 days.
Yes, it is in 6 days from now. So Savio turned on Ahmed on the weekend.
Yeah, at a house show.
Yeah, and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, and he's still Mr. Caribbean, though. He's still wearing all that shit. So,
but he's still hugging these guys and whatnot. It's not really a real explanation for this.
No, they haven't. It's just he's you know, tired of being a nobody, I guess. But he'll get into that Los Boricuas eventually. So they go to commercial during this match. There's outside interference by the Nation, of course. And this causes Crush to be able to do the heart punch. You imagine this is a finisher? Like trying to kill somebody.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
And you hold them up, and I mean, if that's all it took, if you're in a fight and you punch someone in the chest and they're fucked up, that's it? That's all it is. It's like Carlex trying to, do that starting of a heart with CPR.
It's weird that that's not been developed in any kind of, like, combat sport.
Yeah, because that's the first thing I thought. I said, well, I'm sure Tyson has, you know, ended up punching somebody in the chest during a fight. And they didn't die.
Yeah, but they have those gloves on.
Yeah, I guess the glove would prevent dying. All right, let's get to the first clip of the night. And this is Shawn Michaels, an interview. A lot of stuff goes on here. Let's take a listen and we'll review it afterwards.
All right.
Last year's WrestleMania, the boyhood dream comes true. At the Royal Rumble, the dream lives on. However, Shawn Michaels, on February 13, Thursday, Raw Thursday, the rematch has been ordered. You, one-on-one with Psycho Sid.
Doomsday for you, Shawn Michaels.
Well, let's get one thing straight about this dream. This is no longer a dream. This is a reality. Now, everybody knows that Psycho Sid and Shawn Michaels have got a very strange relationship. But Sid, you gave me a shot. Yeah, I had to earn it. Yeah, you beat me up a lot to get it. But you gave me one nonetheless. And on Thursday, Raw Thursday, Sid, I'm giving you a shot. But as always, between you and me, anything goes. I got to hold on to this by hook or by crook.
Well, shut up. We're bringing Stone Cold Steve Austin out here. And Vader.
That's what it's all about, the World Wrestling Federation Championship. And if, in fact, you are successful and hang on to the goal after your rematch with Sid in this upcoming four-man elimination, no disqualification matchup, you'd look up and you'd say, now, who's going to win this four-man elimination? Who am I going to face at WrestleMania? And these are four great competitors.
They are four of the best in the World Wrestling Federation. And, you know, lately, everybody's been talking about the attitudes of some of the WWF superstars. Me, for one, everybody says, I've got sort of a bad attitude. Sometimes you like me, sometimes you don't. I run hot, I run cold. I wake up in good moods, I wake up in bad moods. I am as human as the day is long, but we've got Bret Hart, who isn't happy with me.
Well, get him out here.
And that's fine. We've got Steve Austin, who isn't happy with anybody.
Yeah, let's get him out here.
We've got The Undertaker, who, believe me, if you bring out the monster in him, it's the scariest thing alive. And we've got the man they call Vader.
Yeah.
Tons of fun and tons of a wrecking machine. The question is it all about this? Yes, it is. This right here, the World Wrestling Federation Championship, brings out either the very best in all of us, or it brings out the very worst. And lately, it is bringing out the worst in the WWF superstars. But being bad is what's going to make me great, and being bad is what I'll be, and being bad is where I'm at, and being the World Wrestling Federation champion is where I want to stay.
All right, well, man, get him done. Get him out here.
Championship belt may bring out the worst in terms of attitude. From a fan standpoint, it brings out the very best in competition. And with that, I would like to bring out an individual whom you might be facing
finally,
should he win this four-man elimination, no disqualification matchup. Bret, the Hitman Hart.
Well, I wish you'd brought out Stone Cold Steve Austin first, but now that I think about it, these two guys really hate each other. This could be good. Yeah, come on, Hitman. Let him these forearms and then get out here. Get face-to-face, toe-to-toe to Shawn Michaels. I'd like to see these two just beat each other to a pulp. Come on, my man, you get in the way too.
Bret Hart, what about it? You've got your chance.
Ooh, here we go. Stay there, McMahon.
Whatever you gotta do to walk out with the World Wrestling Federation Championship belt at WrestleMania, do it. Because you are the one that I wanna beat. Because when I walk out of the final four, there's gonna be one man standing once again, and it's gonna be me. And I don't want anybody else. I don't want any excuses. I don't want you to injure yourself. I want you at 100%. Because you are
overlooking Psycho Sid. Aren't you overlooking the match they're going to have on the 13th? One-on-one, the rematch. Sid, and Sid could be, once again, WWF champion.
First time McMahon's ever made sense.
I don't care, and I won't discredit Psycho Sid. But I want you to know that I'm going to be rooting for you all the way, because I don't want anything to happen to you. I might even go so far as to say that I'll be watching your back. But let me promise you one thing. As far as it goes for me in the final four, I don't have any doubts at all that you'll be stepping in the ring with me if you can hold on to that.
Oh, come on.
And with that having been said, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce you to another participant involved in the four-man elimination, no disqualification matchup. Ladies and gentlemen, The Undertaker.
Uh-oh. Now maybe we'll get to see some action. Here we go.
With all due respect, Hitman, respect that you earned at last year's Royal Rumble when we fought. You have my respect, but I'm getting sick and tired of how you've been screwed out of the World Wrestling Federation title.
Yeah, me
if
too.
If you want to talk about screwed, you look at my history. You look back at last year's Royal Rumble. That is rightfully mine.
He's got a point.
Now, I've sat back too long, and I've let everybody go their own way. But I think it's time that that comes to the dark side. No longer will I be the hunted, but I will now be the hunter. Which, unfortunately for you, Shawn Michaels, puts you and me at WrestleMania. Give your soul to the Lord, because that belt and your body will belong to me.
I'm scared. I'm blaming.
And again, it seems as though a number of individuals are overlooking Psycho Sid. However, right now, ladies and gentlemen, yet another participant to join us. He is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Finally, here we go. Here's the guy that's going to come out here and open up a big can of whooping. Well, you know what I mean. Come on. Here's the guy that likes to park in handicap spaces. Pledges money to telethons and then doesn't send it in. I love this guy. I like to give lost people directions and leave out a turn or two. Tell him about it, baby.
Shut up. I may be, shut up, Pop. I may be the toughest SOB in the WWF, but I recognize an ambush when I see it.
You're right.
From where I stand right now, I see three crybabies and little boy Blue. You all sit there and piss and moan about everything you want to. At the final four, I'll wait my opportunity then. No disqualification is right down my alley. I threw both of your asses over the top rope. Shawn Michaels, you know, son, if you'd have been in there, I'd have done the exact same thing to you. Come February 16th, that's when I'll get mine.
Vader's behind you. Yeah.
No, second thought, I'll whip your asses right now.
Uh-oh, here we go. What'd I tell you? That's it, Stone Cold. Tell him about it, baby. Don't walk into an ambush. Stone Cold and Vader even at it.
How great was Austin with the line of, all I see in the ring is three crybabies and little boy Blue, and because Vince is wearing the little fucking blue suit that he always wears?
Yeah, that power suit.
Always with that, with the white fucking shirt. That's what he's known for.
I actually think that he came out of him. Had that light blue, sky blue on the ad.
Yeah, it was always the same shit. And that was there was a t-shirt that had that, like, you see the suit and the shirt and it said "What a Maneuver" on it. So you know who it was. And how about Brett fucking up, saying you better do whatever it takes to get out of the to get out of WrestleMania as the champion, because I want to face you.
Yeah,
it's like, and then Vince has to get in there and go, what about Sid? Aren't you forgetting they have to fight each other this month?
Well, he's not talking about Final Fours. He's just going at WrestleMania. I'm going to beat you up and all this shit. He's like talking like he's missed the Final Four and the Sid match anyway.
Yeah, that they're all getting past that and shit. But I mean,
at this point, Michaels is knowing he's not going to put Bray over anyway.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this. You know what? I think it's better off that he had to lose his smile and all that bullshit or whatever, because I think it was fucking better, all the shit that went down.
Yeah, I wonder if like they would have used that finish with the blood and that Michaels like losing like that. I don't think so.
No, I think he'd have to lose clean if that's the case. Put him over for him being over. So they go to the commercial. When they come back, we get the Bulldog versus Furnace. Sunset Flip for the pin for the Bulldog. And the Bulldog is pissed because Owen was interfering with the Slammy again. Always in the middle of it. He's like, what the fuck is this? They do now a review. And we're going to, here's our explanation we're going to get. Because they're going to give a review on Savio turning. And then Savio talking about turning. Here you go.
This was the end of the end on the receiving end of a Dominator, and that was it all. Nation of Domination, ladies and gentlemen, in Webster Hall. World famous Webster Hall. Site of last Saturday night, Shotgun Saturday night in King.
That's the birthplace of Shotgun Saturday night. Isn't that where Marlena pulled her top?
Wait a minute. All I can say is you missed out.
She double jointed.
And Savio Vega had a conversation with Todd Pettengill.
You had a tag team matchup against the Nation of Domination. What's up with that? You turned on your partner, Ahmed Johnson. You've joined the Nation of Domination?
No, Todd. I know I joined the Nation of Domination. I'm sorry I lost it today in the Madison Square Garden. The hot Puerto Rican temper was taken on me. I really like this guy. I'm going to wrestle him right now. And I know all you guys out there are going to be proud of Savio Vega. Yo sé que ellos van a estar bien contentos de lo que va a hacer Savio Vega esta noche en Shotgun.
Well, everyone was proud of Savio until the Nation of Domination showed up to salute. Watch this now. And then Savio cut loose on Rocky Maivia. Savio Vega playing everyone in the World Wrestling Federation for a sucker, claiming he did not really join the Nation of Domination earlier that afternoon. And then, after Savio Vega, the match officially over, continued to try and knock the chocks out from underneath Rocky Maivia, then the rest of the Nation of Domination members come in.
Reinforcements.
Unbelievable. Everybody taking a shot at the rookie sensation, Rocky Maivia.
This is what the Nation of Domination does best. Double team, triple team.
Certainly, world famous Webster Hall, accustomed to unusual sights, but nothing like they saw last Saturday night. You want to talk action? You got to be talking about Shotgun Saturday Night, where it all began. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, at Mirage Nightclub, we're returning this Saturday night in New York City.
So he does the whole bullshit about, no, I have a hot temper, and I didn't really turn. And then he beats up old Rocky Maivia at this event. After this, there is the commercial, and then Tiger Ali Singh signs his contract. They made a big deal about this, that he was supposed to be the next shit.
He signed it in Canada, didn't he?
Yeah, he's Canadian. A lot of Indians are Canadians, so. Mankind and Vader versus the Godwins. That starts going on. They say next week is going to be Royal Rumble Raw. They're going to air a lot of the Royal Rumble next week. It's like, why? What kind of fucking waste is that? Now they're showing their pay-per-view? Trying to get people over. Commercial. The match is brutal. The Mankind Vader and the Godwins match? It's just fucking hardcore. They're just beat the shit out of each other the whole time.
Imperials.
Mm-hmm. Count out. Godwins win. And then Ahmed Johnson attacks outside the Nation of Domination, and they fucking take off, and that's how we're done with this. He runs out there, and you think he throws somebody in a fucking trunk, fucking throws him in there, and throws this fucking giant 2x4, which is probably a 2x18, something like that. It's a giant thing. So there is your Raw, which, and to, it's not that great this week. I thought last week's was fantastic.
Yeah, I think you're thinking more about Thursday, Raw Thursday, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah.
It never came back.
Say that again?
It never came back. Like, there wasn't another one.
Oh, no. I mean, they were preempted for Monday night. There was a fucking dog show or some bullshit on. So they moved it. I remember that. All right, so let's go into Nitro. It's the day after Sold Out, that awful pay-per-view that had a great, great promise in the beginning. And then it had to do what it did. The NWO start the show in the booth. And they have to go through the whole thing about the Steiners winning the belts from Nash and Hall and old Pee-wee Anderson, who is dead, by the way. You know how he's dead? Any recollection?
Sorry.
Any recollection of how Pee-wee Anderson is dead?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have no idea who this guy is. I saw
the referee.
Pee-wee Anderson.
Yeah, his name was Pee-wee Anderson. The referee who jumped in for Hall and Nash. And he gets fired?
He died?
Yes, he's dead.
When? How do you know this? They don't acknowledge deaths, referee deaths.
No, he's there in this, but I know, you know, he died a couple of years later.
No, I know that, but how do you know that? Because he died.
Oh, from listening to 83 Weeks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I went and looked up his bio and all that kind of stuff, and it's a lot of... He was still there till the end, but he had to leave. Like, I think 2 years before it ended, maybe 99 or 2000, something like that. He had ball cancer.
Right.
So they took off a ball, and he still died from it. So.
He died from it. They cut it out.
Yeah, but, I mean, that shit could spread. You didn't get it in time, one of those deals. So, yeah, fun time. Cancer's a blast. So let's hear... what happens, and I think they break one of the fucking belts. Have a listen.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. NWO Monday Nitro is on the air. I'm Eric Bischoff, along with Hall, Nash, the Outsiders, coming to you live from Des Moines, Iowa. And man, is it cold here. But gentlemen, we have some business. I promised you last night, we have some business we have to attend to here. For those of you that weren't able to join us on pay-per-view last night, major, major injustice. And I want to show you just how badly the Outsiders were treated at the hands of some WCW officials. We'll talk more about it in a minute, but take a look at this. Look at this,
beat,
right here.
He's beat. Outsider Edge.
Sweet!
It's over. Boom. It's look over. At this. Let's count. How many?
Loser.
He's right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. It's got to be 20 by now. And these guys assaulted Nick Patrick. Look at this dog face mark.
Nick Patrick was down, as you pointed out, at the hands of the Steiner brothers, and this is where it gets good. Look at this.
Okay, who is that?
Randy Anderson.
Watch this. Manhandling official.
Oh, look at this. Hey, look, I have my shoulder up. Did you see it? My shoulder was up a little bit.
That's not even the issue here. That is not even the issue here. And we're going to address what, in my opinion, is one of the greatest injustices ever done in the history of this sport. And to do that, at this point right now, I would like to bring down the man who is in that ring at this time, referee Randy Anderson.
You want us to beat him up?
No, don't beat him up. Come on down.
Where is that ring?
He's up in a ring.
He wouldn't even have, nepotism runs rampant in WCW. This redneck has a job because he's related to somebody.
Now, I've said before that we would have
come
a level
here, you
play.
Goof. Front and center.
Pick up that microphone.
Sir?
I want you to tell me. Settle down. It's all right. What were you thinking last night?
I was just refereeing WCW.
No. No, I don't think you get it. First of all, what were you doing in the building?
The promoter gave me a ticket for the event, WCW.
What it was sold out, I believe, sucker.
Mr. Murnick, give me a ticket.
You mean to tell me that a WCW promoter gave you a ticket? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir.
And how much did you pay for that ticket?
It was a gift.
A gift?
Yeah, I'm going to give it something.
Sir.
How about I
no,
give
no.
something?
No, 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 we'll take care of this. A gift.
Yes, sir.
Are you familiar at all with company policy relating to receiving gifts from other WCW employees?
No, sir.
Ignorance is no excuse, Randy Anderson. The fact is, you cannot accept payola. You cannot accept freebies of any kind. Do you realize that you violated company policy?
No, sir. I just thought I was doing my job.
No, you didn't do your job.
No, them Steiners were the ones doing the job. They were beat.
I'll tell you what. I know that you've had a tough year.
But with cancer,
I know. I don't want to hear about your personal problems. I know that you've had a tough year. But under the circumstances, I have no other choice. You are hereby terminated. You're fired.
My wife and children are watching.
I don't want to hear about your family problems. I'm telling you, you were fired. Good luck. I wish you the best.
No hard feelings, man. No hard feelings.
I wish you the very best.
Get out of here, you loser. Hey, walk around like this. Get out of here, you jabron. I'll ask your cousin or your inbred nephew, whatever it is. Maybe he can hook you up somewhere
else. And you
know
what? We're not done. We're not done. Somebody bring the Steiner brothers out here now.
All right. All right. Now you're talking.
Where are they?
The people want to see.
Bring them out
the
here.
The people's
right
choice. The working man's team. You want to see the real tag champs, Big Kev, Big Scott, ready to do it.
I want to.
Watch this, E. This is going to be sweet.
Come on out, gentlemen.
Come here, you two goose.
Come on out.
Come here. Come here. Which one you want? Give me the big jacket.
This is going to be real easy. Stay right there. You don't need to get any closer. You can hear me just fine, I'm sure. Gentlemen. In case you just didn't see what happened, Randy Anderson was fired. He was terminated because he got involved in a match that he was not licensed to get involved in, and he received gratis. That's a gift from someone
that's,
he shouldn't
that's way
receive.
You're going to have to slow down for these guys to understand it.
Bottom line is, guys, leave the belts with the champs.
Right here.
You are stripped
the
of the
real
belts.
Champs.
Give them up.
No, no,
no, no way,
no.
Hey, no way.
Dog face.
Give us our belts.
Dog face.
We want the belts.
Give us our belts.
Give me it now. Please. Give me the belt.
I am the highest ranking official in WCW. I am telling you right now.
And we are the best tag team. We want the belts now.
My decision, it's final. Leave the belts here or you'll be in breach of contract. It's that simple. I want the belts and I want them now. We're running short of time and you've got a match. Give me the belts now.
Dog face, I want yours.
You want the belts? Come
oh!
Hey!
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Pick it up.
Yeah, it's the face of it.
Pick it up. I tell you what, don't pick it up. Don't pick it up. And don't bother picking up your paycheck for the next 6 months. Because you, my friends, are going to be fined for that action. Now go up to the ring and wrestle, or you'll be in breach of contract. Get up there.
Look what he did to it. Look at that. He broke it. He broke it.
Wrestle.
You know, the only thing bad about the Steiner brothers is his language and his choice of ring gear. He hasn't shown me nothing. We beat these two jabrones. Listen to them. They love us in Des Moines. The people's choice.
These belts have been destroyed by those two animals.
We had these belts. They were beautiful. Look what they've done there.
All right.
So the Steiners have to give back the belts, and they fucking slam on the floor, and they just sound like they're pieces of goddamn plastic. They just snap. So they get the belts back, and they begin. They tell them to go to the ring, and they start to wrestle. So they got to face the Faces of Fear, and Scott calls Rick Rob during this match, which I found interesting. Steiner Brothers win, of course. Commercial. they come back, and the real announcers are back there. They can't show. Go ahead.
What do you think it is like with the switching out the announcers and stuff? They don't do it on Raw. They're just the same thing, same voices throughout.
Yeah, I think it's to try to get people.
More wages to pay out.
Yeah, it's more. It's. I think it's Bischoff. I think Bischoff at one point said he missed actual doing commentary. So, just get himself out there a little bit more. They can't show a video of the pay per view because it's an NWO pay per view. But we have pictures. We had our photographers take pictures, and they show fucking Polaroids on the screen. Actual Polaroids. Here is we get the Giant versus Roadblock. I won't even tell you who wins that match. I'll make you figure it out. Here's the Giant talking in the ring after the match.
Well, now, looks like the fire-breathing Giant is still alive.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan, I know you're in the building. I know you're here. I want it again. Because what doesn't kill me pisses me off more. Right here on Nitro tonight. If you've got any guts, if you've got any manhood at all, you step in the ring with the Giant. And I'm gonna walk away with the World Heavyweight Championship belt!
That's one frustrated Giant!
Alright, so Giant gets a pissy. He's still just as bad on the microphone as ever. Double J versus Eddie Guerrero for the U.S. title. Deborah drags Mongo out to the ring to help. She's constantly got a hard-on for fucking Double J. And he goes, all right, fuck it, and uses the Halliburton to El Kabong Double J. So it's a disqualification. He wins. He goes, well, see, there you go. You won. WCW plays the end of Piper and Hogan match. And the tape cuts off before Hogan loses.
I like stuff like this. You know, I say, like, it drags... And they have like the jobber matches and all that on there. But this kind of stuff is better. Like they're thinking about, you know, just little things like this. I mean, it's all entwined in terms of, you know, it's all in between the matches. And that's something that they did do well. Because it was like, okay, I watched this 4-minute shit show and then I get the NWO. Mm-hmm. And I watched this fucking 3-minute shit show and in the NWO. Some of the Cruiser stuff's all right.
Yeah, the Cruiser stuff I always think is pretty good. They did it way better than the other
one. It's like I can't put Raw on because I don't know whether Hacks or Jim Duggan's going to win in 5 minutes or 2 minutes. So
I better stay with this because something good's going to happen afterwards.
Yeah. Also, NWO could like even just come out and just beat up jobber guys. Like I think they've done that one time.
They did, yeah. That was the best where it was like, thank God they just kept coming out there and fucking up shit. Bischoff yells at Tony Schiavone for playing the tape and says, the fuck is this? You're not allowed to show this tape. And he rips out the tape and all that shit and says, it's destroyed. Like, there's no more. No one else ever had it. Commercial. And then we come back. We have the Ultimo Dragon versus Billy Pearl. I don't know if you're excited to see Billy Pearl in there. No belts for the Dragon. At the Clash of the Champions, which we did not review, was this last week. Because I'm like, where the fuck are all the belts? And they're like, oh yeah, Clash of the Champions, he lost the belt. I'm like, fuck this Clash of the Champions shit. Here is the Horseman with Dead Gene Okerlund.
I thank you very much, Tony Schiavone, Larry Zbyszko, ladies and gentlemen, here in the heartland of America. Please join me in welcoming the four... Horseman!
I wonder if all four will come out. You know, we've
supposed to have had that interview a couple of weeks ago, and Benoit never did show up.
Well, the McMichaels may be the marriage counselor by now.
Benoit didn't show up Saturday night for a six-man tag. He and Woman did not go to Green Bay. They were a no-show there. All right, Gene.
Chris Benoit, Woman, Steve and Deborah McMichael, Arn Anderson, and the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Just a couple of weeks back, this reporter conducting an interview, and honestly, I thought the Four Horsemen were going to crumble. I thought they were going to split, and that was going to be the end of a dynasty. However, in just a couple of short weeks, things have turned around, and I know for a fact, Ric Flair, nobody could be happier than the Nature Boy.
Mean! Woo! Gene!
Yes, sir.
We're in Iowa, aren't we? Where's Dan Gable when we need him? He won't show up. I got the enforcer, that's right. No Dan Gable, no Steiners when the Horsemen are getting along. Now, last week, they walked out without me. Chris Benoit, I can't blame you for your decision in love of the woman, oh woman, won't you marry me now? And woman, you finally made the right choice in manhood, baby. Woo, with Chris Benoit.
All right.
Deborah Gale, you'll have to do as Mongo says, because we've got to coexist. Ladies and gentlemen, you keep your mouth shut, fat boy. We are the Horsemen. Woo, we are reunited, and we'll feel oh so good.
Arn Anderson, you're the backbone. You're one of the founding fathers of this great group.
The fact of the matter is, Jeff Jarrett, I know in Tennessee they don't speak English very well, and you probably don't understand English well, but Mongo sent you a message in a universal language tonight. You know where you stand, and it's not a horseman. Now, Benoit, last week you did a beautiful thing. We said go out and tear Sullivan up. Pal, you did it. That was a page out of the Horsemen of the 80s. So now, just when they thought the Horsemen were reeling and rocking, we're back on a roll.
All right, Mongo, couldn't help but notice your presence. You weren't in the Super Bowl last night, but you were a big hit here tonight.
Let me tell you what, pal. Did you see that nail I drove into Jeff Jarrett's coffin with this thing? Shut up, you zipper heads. I'm trying to talk. The Horsemen are united. I'm sorry, Deborah. That's just the way it's got to be.
Very quickly, Deborah.
I just want to say, you know, Chris, I've been pulling for you to be a Four Horseman 100%.
Thank you, Chris Benoit.
Sullivan, don't say you weren't told. It's my way or the hard way. Not only did you find out what that was about, but you were beaten at your own game. Sullivan, when are you gonna get it? Let go. It's time to let go. I'm beating you mentally, I'm beating you physically, and I'm beating you spiritually. You're not gonna win, Sullivan. I've taken everything I've wanted to take when I've wanted to take it. Sullivan, I'm far beyond beating someone with a chair, but there was a point that had to be proven. And it was, tonight, I'm gonna prove another point. I don't need anyone backing me. I'm going to the ring alone. I don't want anyone backing me.
All right, woman, any words from you?
I'm just a very happy woman, Gene.
You look contented. You'd understand that if you spent any time in Iowa. Yes, and Deborah?
I think we're ready to leave now.
Okay, there's the door. Thank you very much. Apparently, there is a meeting of the minds here with the Four Horsemen. And especially Deborah and Woman. We are live on TNT. Don't go away. More Nitro right around the corner.
I noticed that Deborah always says, I want you to be a Four Horseman instead of just Horseman. I find that odd. Okay, after this, we go into Ron Powers versus Lex Luger. I think Lex is like their big guy now. He's just like, he seems to be like the head honcho since there's no Sting anymore. We go to commercial. Review of Pee-wee Anderson being fired again, and then we get the Canadians versus Mongo and Arn Anderson. The Horsemen win this. We go to commercial. Then we have the Extreme, who, by the way, Ace Darling and Devin Storm. Do you happen to know who Ace Darling is? He is Crowbar. And my colleague, he's taking a nap at this time. So it'll just be me and you, audience, and we'll get through. So Ace Darling is Crowbar from later on in the years, if you recall when Ric Flair's son, David, is out there. Go to commercial. Then when we get back, we get Joe Gomez versus the Taskmaster, which is fantastic because who wouldn't want to see a match with Joe Gomez and the Taskmaster? After this, we get a commercial. And then another clip, we get Eric Bischoff and Hollywood talking. Have a listen.
Too much. Come on, tell him how much you love him. I know you listen.
Now he wants the spotlight. What's he gonna want next?
You know, Hollywood, it is, I mean, it's unbelievable to be associated with you. You have shown me more about this sport than I ever thought I could learn. I tell you what, for those of you that weren't with us last night on pay-per-view, the scientific approach to this match that you took, the offense was unbelievable. The combination of moves, 5 successive arm drag takedowns, 2 hip tosses, a fireman's carry into a pinfall, and bam, he remains the heavyweight champion of the world. I loved it.
I'm going to trade sides with you.
You got anything you want. Savage couldn't get it done. Piper couldn't get it done.
Oh, yeah.
And now the Giant, another in a long list of losers.
Well, Mr. Bischoff, what we have here is a failure to communicate. Everybody that gets in the ring with Hollywood is not in the same league. And oh, yes, I study my opponents. I premeditate my strategic attack on each and every individual. And as I drug that stupid, dumb Giant through a series of Olympic wrestling moves, technical maneuvers, reverse fireman carries, he had nothing left to do but say, yes, Hollywood, you are the greatest. And yes, Hollywood, you shall rule the NWO forever.
Absolutely.
They're chanting the Giant's
name. He just couldn't keep up.
Well, he goes down on the long list of has-beens. There is the Piper Man. The Giant's a has-been. The Macho Man is still soul-searching. And anybody else that gets in the ring with Hollywood shall add their name to that list of losers.
Now, Hollywood, I understand you want to take a little vacation, but you've been challenged tonight by the Giant. I know you want some time off, hit the beach, but what about it? Are you going to take on this big dummy again or what?
Well, you know, Mr. Bischoff, you've helped me line up my next few commitments with Warner Brothers, Time Warner, the merger. I'm going to put them over the top of my new flick, brother, Shadow Soldiers. But the deal is, yes, for all of my NWOites, brother, the people that worship the 24-inch pythons, for all my loyal followers that are bowing right now at the feet of Hollywood, look at them bow at Hollywood. Yes, I will beat up the Giant again.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how about that?
How about that? How about, well, how about that?
Our singer, our own singer in the Macho Man.
A little
hey,
different.
Macho, like I said, you'll never get a shot in WCW, but if you want a little piece of the NWO deal, hey, come on down. Maybe we can talk.
We know something. Our Stinger has it all laid out. We know exactly what he's doing. And you know something? The Macho Man, he might have seen the light too, Mr. Bischoff. You know, he might be that missing link that we've been looking for, brother.
Could be. He's got no future in WCW, but hey, we can talk. Have your people call my people. We'll do lunch. Whatever. We love that Stinger.
But you know something? I'm going to go back. I'm going to do a couple push-ups for all the cameramen from the United States, from Suzuki, from the Tokyo Free Press.
I'm going to get in real good shape, because when I come out to beat that giant up again for all my NWOites, I'm going to put on a little posing routine.
Ooh,
that's
that.
Going to give you goosebumps from head to toe, and I guarantee you, you'll lay awake all night long thinking how beautiful Hollywood is.
You're going to do that for us? Really? God, we love you. We love you. You're going to wrestle the giant here tonight, and you're going to do it for free because you love them as much as they love you.
You know what? I will beat the giant up 9 days a week for free, brother. It's easy pickings because he's a loser.
Show me those guns, Hulk. Show me those guns. Oh, yes.
Pass me the Pepto.
Woo!
23¾-inch
pipe. Hulk Hogan has accepted the Giant's challenge. And wrestling fans worldwide, we will have that match in this program. You saw, though, hovering over and looking at what transpired during that interview, Sting and the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Do you think Hogan forgot to say something during that? It sounded like it to me. I thought Billy was back with us for a second. It sounded like Bischoff was leading him into something. But so you're going to have Giant versus Hogan later on this evening. After this, we get Jerry Flynn versus Dean Malenko, not for the Cruiserweight title. And the WCW announces that Piper is getting a title shot on the next pay-per-view if he accepts. So he has to come out and say, okay, I'll take the title shot, I guess. Hugh Morris versus Chris Benoit. Hugh Morris wins this because Jackie shows up and the Taskmaster shows up and hits Benoit on the head with a chair, which causes his brains to be scrambled and then causes him to kill his entire family. Here is Mean Gene Oakland with Kevin Sullivan and Jackie, who has, by the way, a fantastic ass.
It's none of your business.
Wait a minute. Presumably, you do know this woman. She just couldn't walk up like somebody off the street and approach you like this.
We know each other.
How well do you know her?
That doesn't matter. That was in the past.
Well, I don't know what to make of it. Jimmy Hart, what's your take on what's going on here tonight?
You know, Taskmaster, this smells like trouble to me. Women in the WCW. Look what's happened to the Four Horsemen with women running around. Deborah McMichael's running around everywhere. When I see the Four Horsemen, they're just a shell of their former self. I feel like I'm watching the Days of Our Lives. This is nothing but trouble, trouble, trouble. And you've been there before.
Who are you?
Trouble? Trouble? Kevin, honey. Baby, I tried to stay away, but I couldn't. When Nessie hit you over the head with that chair, that was it. That was it. 10 years ago, you made a decision, and that was a big mistake. Baby, I would never do you like that.
Oh, look at this. Look at this, Kevin Sullivan. There's got to be some kind of an explanation.
Jimmy Hart has told you there's been trouble because the horsemen can't stay focused, because there's woman and there's McMichaels. What do you have to say about that?
What's your name?
Don't you worry about it. You, don't you ever mention my name or put my name in the same category as woman and Deborah Mike Michaels. See, Nancy, you walk around here looking like a fugitive from a fat farm.
Please.
And Miss Deborah McMichaels, that bleach blonde bimbo.
Uh-oh.
Reason why you're wearing those long gowns, those long dresses, because you got legs like a chicken.
Got legs like what?
A chicken.
A chicken?
That's right. Jimmy, come here, honey. Now, see, you are the greatest manager around today. but you can't give him what I can give him.
Just a second here, lady. This is a family show.
And that's comfort. And I'm going to give you comfort. Come here, baby.
Wait a minute. I don't know what the assessment I can make on this, but apparently this is some kind of a relationship from days gone by. Tony, I'd be very curious to hear what you, Heenan, and Mike today have got to say about this. I can't give you anything. I don't...
Okay, so that was Jacqueline's debut for Nitro. And as I said, black women have fantastic asses unless they're 800 pounds. Then it gets out of hand. You agree, Billy?
This wasn't too bad for her.
No, it's funny because of the black accent. Honey, what you said? Nah, fucking Mean Gene has to ask her 10 times. What? A chicken? Please. Oh, man. We're finally at the final here because we get a commercial, and then it's Hogan talking in the ring, and then it's Hogan versus the Giant, and this is for the title. And of course, NWO shows up, Lex shows up, and then they go off the air. So let's get the Hogan clip, and then we will wrap up this week's edition of Back to the Monday Night War.
Hollywood Hulk Hogan, there you see Ted DiBiase. He's got his microphone with him. Of course he does. Why not?
Hogan's pacing.
Let me tell you, NWOite, something. Nobody, but nobody, tells the NWO what to do. Nobody tells Trillionaire Ted. Nobody tells Eric Bischoff. And nobody tells Hollywood, man. I fire directors one after the other. And as far as Rowdy Roddy Piper goes, I'm going to beat the Giant's brains in one more time for my NWOites. So why don't they just send Rowdy Roddy Piper out here with him, and I'll take care of both of them at the same time. Get out here, you coward. Get out here, you coward.
Sure, bring Piper out, too. I'd like to see Piper and Hogan double team.
So that concludes the end of Raw versus Nitro this week. Because, of course, as we said, NWO shows up, and what would you expect otherwise than that? Looking at the ratings and seeing what they are, it is a 2.2 to a 3.6.
I said this last week. Remember I said it was getting bigger?
Yeah.
It was getting well over the million now.
This one I could see, because nothing really happened on Raw too much. But this week, yeah, I could see them winning, actually. So, that is...
Do you think Sullivan actually has fucked Jacqueline?
I wonder. You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. Jesus Christ. You know what? He's got a podcast. It's probably worth listening to.
They're very specific with the 10 years ago. And...
You imagine. He's like, I was in that fat black ass. She got a nice ass, man. Those black girls, they got good asses, unless they're 800 pounds. Anyway, that's the end of the Monday Night Wars this week. We will see you next week, and soon we're going to actually get into that Final Four match, finally, and see what the hell Macho Man is up to, eventually, too, because that'll be coming out on pay-per-view. So, for Mr. Billy Botti, I am Kev Manning. We're out of time.
Mm-hmm.